Hi, thank you for tuning in to waterrights.net. This is Don Wright with the Kern Groundwater Authority meeting of August 23rd, 2023. The Kern Groundwater Authority Groundwater Sustainability Agency held its Wednesday, August 23rd, 2023 Board of Directors meeting in Bakersfield and on Zoom. Under the attorney's report, there was an item about the Federal Environmental Protection Agency investigating the State Water Resources Control Board. That's all it says, but I know from reading other sources, this is the woke machine feeding on itself, and it is very wrong. I've said it before, the state board is ours to kick around. Having a federal agency do the bidding of radical NGOs isn't going to help anyone of any color, except for perhaps better grant funding for the folks who call themselves justice warriors. Let's see what the KGA attorney with an actual law school education has to say. The meeting. Things kicked off when Chairman Dan Waterhouse called things to order at 8 a.m. with self-introductions of the board, which is smaller than it used to be as things have changed and shook up some. We all saluted the flag of the greatest nation on earth, and that felt good and the right thing to do for a government meeting. There were no public comments. Executive Director Patty Poray introduced Larry Rodriguez of GSI Engineering, saying the managers have been meeting in response to the DWR deeming the Kern Sub-Basin's groundwater sustainability plan inadequate. Rodriguez gave an update on what's being done about this. Improving the GSP. Rodriguez said he'll give the sustainable management criteria the technical working group, TWIG, sounds like TWIG, is working on. The group works under the direction of the coordination committee. Minimum thresholds, measurable objectives, and better definitions of undesirable results are the focus. The minimum thresholds are being determined in light of three figures: recent five-year drought low with trends, recent drought low without, and a south of Kern River algorithm through fall of 2022. The measurable objectives started without much data, and the focus has been to fill in that data gap. Rodriguez said the time from fall of 2014 to fall of 2020 was looked at. Undesirable results are being defined as 25% or more monitored sites over two consecutive years exceeding the minimum thresholds and more than 15 drinking water wells drying up in 1 year. Rodriguez said that this proposal provided to the coordination committee, saying it is not being presented as a one-size-fits-all. Tom Watson called in and was critical of capping wells along the California Aqueduct, blaming subsidence on DWR and the oil fields. He also said the program shouldn't be presented as a semi-tropic hybrid approach, but a sub-basin-wide approach. He also reminded everyone SGMA demands completion in 2040, not in 5 years. Rodriguez said this approach is a hybrid that works for semi-tropic because the basin-wide methods previously presented didn't work for semi-tropic. He said this approach was designed to include all the districts. The semi-tropic hybrid, if I understood, will establish MOs based on the level of overdraft within each district and the glide path needed, established MTs based on the historic level of flexibility needed, and establish a consistent methodology. The Kern Sub-Basin has an overdraft exceeding 250,000 acre foot annually. Rodriguez said every GSA has an overdraft. Depending on the amount of overdraft, a district can determine an MO. GSAs with overdrafts up to 4,999 acre-feet would use the recent drought low. 5,000 to 34,999 acre-feet annually would use the current drought with a five-year trend, and over 35,000 acre-feet, and only semi-tropic meets this criteria, would use the 10-year trend. He acknowledges semi-tropic has a deeper hole to dig out of, but this would put it on the path to meet SGMA requirements on time. There was some talk about water quality and specifically arsenic in domestic wells under this plan. There was also talk about setting lower thresholds in semi-tropic and how that could cause the neighboring areas to have that much more difficulty in reaching their MOs. Rodriguez said there are groundwater level gradients near the Kern River that have stayed level despite pumping near them. I guess he was making an analogy about recharge acting as a groundwater source similar to the Kern River. Did you know Water Rights audience makes the irrigation decision for more than 4.5 million acres of farmland in California? If you have products and services you want to put in front of this exclusive demographic, get in touch with us. After all, you're listening to this, so are they. Semitropic General Manager Jason Gianquinto said all of the banking projects don't have overdraft. He said Semitropic will eventually achieve sustainability with banking and operating for farming, but it will take longer since Semitropic has a deeper hole to dig out of. I'm not sure he settled anyone's questions. And the question was, which methodology should Semitropic use that would be acceptable to the sub-basin? My sense is folks weren't zippy with Semitropic taking the longer 10-year trend to meeting its measurable objectives. Rodriguez said one reason the GSP was dinged was its inconsistent methodology. This hybrid is an attempt to unify this. The South of Kern River method was the most promising, and the twig was tasked with creating a hybrid that worked for everyone. That has to be presented on August 29th to the Coordination Committee, and there is an early September meeting with DWR to go over the proposed changes to the GSP. Rodriguez said finding a unified methodology is going to be key to getting DWR to approve the plan. He said presentation to the Coordination Committee is going to be the next step. He said everyone in the basin is going to overdraft before achieving sustainability. Rob Goff said there must be some flexibility, and in general, the west side of the sub-basin supported the hybrid, if I understood, footnote to come. Action items. There was a correction to the July minutes listing Goff as present, when in fact he was floating on a river fishing in Idaho. Pori gave the treasurer's report since North Kern Water District is no longer providing those services. Pori said they had to open new accounts and to get that all straightened out. She had other financial news to share, and the board approved her report. Good for her. She also said there has to be a cash call that will take the members to the end of the year. Attorney's report. Valerie Kincaid reported the state board approved 10 more GSPs in late July. That leaves 43 sub-basins left to have their GSPs decided by the end of the year. That's a lot of work for the state board staff. Kincaid said the EPA took action on a complaint filed last year about the Bay Delta plan. The complaint was filed against the state board by tribes and a Delta group in Stockton complaining they were cut out of the Bay Delta plan. Then they filed under civil rights. The EPA sent the state board a notice that they are under investigation. We should know more by early September. Executive officer report. Peori said one of the components impacting a $7.6 million grant for sub-basin monitoring, including Land IQ, is to put subsidence monitoring along the Fryant Kern Canal at the location on the Kimberlina Road. The Fryant Water Authority wants the U.S. Geological Service to administer this project. The USGS has worked on very similar projects with the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation. This required the board approval, and it did so. The next item was related and dealt with the property owned by the Bureau. The USGS has to get a license to build the monitoring station, and that required the board to approve, and it did so once again. Some kind of contract. Then, there was an item about a contract with Quadnoff Engineering. Not sure how, but Buena Vista Water Storage District was going to pay for it. But the contract was terminated. That leaves about $19,000 left over. Pori asked the board to approve refunding the money and then requested additional funds from the state. Somehow or other, there was a woman going to bill some hours against this, perhaps. I have to admit, I didn't understand this item at all, but Waterhouse said to refund the money and ask for a more detailed proposal would be a proper response. Whoever this woman is, she was charging travel time every time she left her office to drive to Quadnoff's office, and evidently that added up pretty quick. Kim Cade made some helpful suggestions that I didn't understand. Director Kim Brown asked if the KGA could approve a limited engagement pending Kincaid's review and then bring this back after the Coordination Committee had looked it over. I think she said, I give up. If you want to know what's going on, call the KGA. Kincaid said there isn't a motion needed, but a direction to keep the accounting clear would be a good move. I did find out the contract was for someone to provide a point of contact for DWR. Sigma only allows one per sub-basin, and evidently the Kern sub-basin hired a special person to be this point of contact. Next, Peori reported there was a sub-basin study update given recently. She said this will prove very valuable for future modeling throughout the subbasin, which has a diverse amount of geology. Included was an estimate of how much groundwater may be flowing north out of the subbasin. Closed session. At about 9:40 a.m., Waterhouse called the open session to a close and called the closed session to an open. And that was that. Go be good to yourselves and others. Well, thank you for listening. Remember, the opinions expressed are those of the author and not necessarily any third party or advertiser. Be sure and drop us a line. We'd love to hear from you. God bless. Be good to yourselves.